Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Shigadig Podcast is brought to you by over here and our right with Paul here. You know who that is. That's my guy, your guy, our guy from the Beanery. You go to thebeanerycoffee.com. You can learn about the coffee truck where you can get a truck full of coffee dumped on your face. That's what I assume that means. There's the menu. You can look at all the different coffee that can get dumped on your face. I assume that's what that means. There's a loyalty program where you can get coffee in a loyal fashion, get dumped all over your face. I only assume that's what that means. No, seriously, go to thebeanerycoffee.com. You can learn a whole bunch of stuff, like coffee getting dumped on your face. It's the Beanery serving people coffee.
Not sure that's what that was supposed to be, but there you go, Paul.
Are you going to now go in to get something to eat, go to the range? What's your plan?
God, Tiger!
My favorite memories, some of the drops that we would play during Masters Week, and Bill McAtee there,
yes,
going to the range, get something to eat, what's your plan? You know, we'd have fun with Nick Faldo when he was broadcasting and part of the Masters as well.
Was Faldo the one that was like, oh, was that him?
No, that was David Faraday.
But oh. Like, also serving a boerewors, which is South African sausage.
South African sausage. Oh, I mean, our golf stuff was so fun.
My memory of all the big events I don't remember like any hard hitting thing we talked about, but I just remembered us finding a way to have so much dang fun with everything around, whether it was the NFL draft, the Super Bowl, the Masters. Like, we just found a way to make it not about the event in terms of like the sport, but something within it. And we just went crazy with it. It was the best. It was the best. But golf was a blast. It was a blast.
I have so many things here. I have so many clips. Look, the Masters is going on. We're recording this early on in the Masters coverage.
Yeah.
On, as the second round is about to tee off. You are headed to Mexico, riding the coattails of my Mexican trip. Are you trying to one-up me here? Is that what's happening here?
My whole goal, not only to one-up you, as long as I get offered what you got offered on the beach, then Matt won, Nick won, and we're even Steven, and we're both getting gold medals, and we're both Olympic champions, okay?
Say hello to my friend Roberto Cocaine,
okay? That's the goal. That's the goal for me, good. Okay? If I get offered a little cocaine, wow, good trip.
Would you like some fake sunglasses? Would you like some jewelry?
No.
Would you like some cocaine? Oh, why don't you lead with that?
Come on.
As you said, we put on the poll weeks ago, there's no cool way to say no to cocaine when offered it on the beaches of Mexico.
How do you say no and remain cool, you know? You just immediately come off like a lame-o, you know? I'll find a way. I got a nice flight to think about what I'm going to say when it happens to me. They're like, chips and guac. I'll be like, by guac, do you mean cocaine? No.
Oh, how was the short week?
I mean, it's great. It's great. You know, it's
feeling good.
You know, I get a I get emotional a little bit, like with when Colegio Baloncesto comes to its end. You know, you just start to reflect on everything that happened throughout the year, and one shining moment always just tugs at your boys. Emmitt Smith, bottom of my art, you know?
Totally get it.
From the bottom of my art.
And so it's, I mean, it's a little emotional. It's a little emotional.
All right. I want to go back to a tweet you sent out.
Oh, no.
Okay. This was as the game ended. The national championship game ended. It was 12:08 a.m. Eastern time. Thank you for the late tips, by the way. Eastern time zone. Thank you. Let's tip off it. You know what? Why don't we tip off at 11 o'clock?
How do you live?
Lives in the Eastern time zone. Tipping off at 9:20. I get it that the NFL on Monday night wraps up around 11:30. That's not the point. These games should not be beginning. It's not about when they end. It's about when they begin. Okay? We shouldn't be beginning at 9:20 p.m. Eastern time. That should be an 8 o'clock tip. All right?
I don't know how you live.
Ridiculous.
I mean, East Coast time for sports is brutal. I mean, it's brutal.
I mean, Nebraska. I loved living in Colorado. Those are the two best. I say Mountain Time's the best.
It is.
Because you could catch a, 11 o'clock Eastern tip, for the Mountain or for the West Coast games. It's 9 o'clock. You're done by midnight. You can squeeze it in if you really want it.
I mean, how did you?
It's just bad.
Staying up for a Western Conference playoff game, is it just even? It's out of the question for you.
I went to bed as Houston and Texas A&M were tipping off in the NCAA tournament. That was 10 o'clock Eastern. That was a school night.
Well, Creighton
it was
played
Monday night for the national championship game. Yeah, the Creighton Oregon game
tipped off at like 10:10.
I stayed up for the whole game because that game meant something
to
me.
Right.
But as a casual fan for all the other games, I'm like, I'm not for what? Like, it's not my job to talk about it the next morning anyway.
Right.
So I'll sleep in. It's like I'm sure Mike Greenberg goes to bed and then they brief him on stuff. He gets shown highlights and then he does his show. You know,
right.
For us, it's when it's work, it's like, tell me about it in the morning.
It is something's just fundamentally not right when you are broadcasting a basketball game, playing a basketball game, or watching a basketball game, and it is like almost 1 o'clock in the morning. You're like, what are we doing here? What's going on?
We used to do I did the story on the Bracket Buster with Creighton years ago when they were tipping off at like 9 p.m. For local time? TV?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Maybe it was even later than that.
I think it might have been later than that. I want to say it was like closer to midnight.
Might have been like 10 or 11.
Because I remember we were doing shoot around and it was like past dinner time. And you're like, what are we doing here?
I did a story interviewing the kids.
Yes.
About how it was tough on them.
That's great.
One of the lines one of the 3-year-olds said or 5-year-olds said was, this is just another example of the man keeping us down. So I did the story like weeks in advance of the game. So it was like a matinee game and just getting their thoughts on the late
so
tip.
So good. That was a good one there. But the late tips are
back to the tweet.
Yeah, what did I do? What did I go? Where did I go wrong?
Your tweet said, and I quote,
uh-oh.
I love you, college basketball, with all my heart. Another season in the books. Can't wait to tip it off again next November. Basketball emoji, heart emoji.
Is that not appropriate?
I love you, college basketball, all my heart. You wrote a love tweet to basketball. When's the last time you wrote a love tweet to Kip?
It's been a while. It is.
That is tough, isn't it? You say you profess your love to an inanimate object or a sport. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, you too, honey. Good night. See you tomorrow.
I've publicly professed my love to basketball and multiple basketball players.
Yes.
And not my wife in quite some time. You know?
I love you, college basketball, with all my heart. I just laughed. I didn't even. I should have liked it. I should have retweeted it. But I was like, you know what? File save podcast.
Oh, it's just, I love it so much. I do.
You do.
I do.
You do love it. College basketball has defined you. I mean, that's why you are where you are.
100%.
I mean, look behind you. You got a Creighton jersey behind you.
Yes.
Dana Altman, Bill Self, Shoot 360, like everything is about college basketball.
It is. It is. I mean, I'm one of those. That's where I am one of those guys that I owe everything I have in my life to college basketball and the game of basketball. It has given me everything. It has given me everything. And so I am always one of those people that is just, I am so appreciative of, I mean, that the NIL world of, and I get it. Like, I mean, you know, people get paid. Do your thing, playboy. Ain't nobody hating on your paper. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think that's right, exact. That was Jim
really
Nance's.
Went,
that was Jim Nance's quote. Oh, that's my bad. That was Jim Nance's quote. No, I don't know. My line I always give people, and they always agree with it, is when just we're talking or whatever, and I'm like, nobody benefited to Creighton moving to the Big East. No individual person benefited more than me.
No, Greg McDermott, maybe.
What, millions of dollars?
Doug McDermott, maybe?
Hey, hold on. I have someone that has a rebuttal for you. Just keep your mouth shut about it.
Thank
you, Gary.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that drop. I love that. Just keep your mouth shut.
Just keep your mouth shut about it. Because I vividly remember that we probably would have been doing the Chicken Nick show at the time. I remember, you know, my dream of being a college basketball analyst. I remember there were a couple of times where I was like, man, it's maybe just like I was close to being like, I need to. I don't know if this is going to happen for me. I'm ready to give it up, I think. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
You went from a former Missouri Valley player to a former Big East player overnight.
Me and Ray Allen, AI, we all up like, what up, dog? What up, dog? Hey, man, that life in the Big East is crazy. They're like, what was your craziest game? I'm like, dog, I had a game at Evansville. Boy!
Have you seen it at Carbondale?
Okay, you played in the Garden, but have you played at a Knapp Center? That joint is a rec center during the day. You playing on court two at night. Try to go to the Knapp Center and win. Bet you won't.
I see your Providence and I raise you Peoria.
Yep, that's me. That's
true.
That's me showing up.
It's like when Nebraska goes to the Big Ten. Big Ten legends featuring Tommy Frazier. It's like, all right.
It does never.
Never played it.
It is. When you turn on BTN on like July and the, you know, BTN Big Ten Classics, it's Nebraska and Colorado. And you're like, what? Wait a minute. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, our showcase feature here in July 2024. We relive the magical 2004 USC season.
Yeah, now it's going to get even worse.
No, you're going to be terrible. Terrible.
It is not registered to me. I don't know when it's going to take actually like watching them. It's not registered to me that Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA are playing in the Big Ten next year. That's not fully set in yet. I don't know when it's going to have to take, like, I don't know what it's going to take, because even when I see Oregon play Michigan or something, I'm like, oh, check out this non-con game. You know, it's going to take a little bit for me. Give me some time. I'll adjust to it.
It was one thing with Nebraska and Maryland. Like, at least they're in the footprint. Like, this is like adding a team from,
I know,
Switzerland.
Might as well. I mean, you might as well at this point. What's the difference? What is the difference? But
that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, you know.
That's going to be.
Do you have any hot take on what we saw from Danny Hurley and the UConn Huskies, back-to-back champs, 12-0 in the NCAA tournament, all wins by double digits? They did their thing. Can't even front on
them. They did do their thing.
Hottest take.
I do like how it's they should have had nine teams in, right? Because UConn won. It's like, it's always, hey, we don't look at conferences, we look at teams. Well, we should have had seven at ACC. Oh, we should have had more. Like, no, you got what you got in. You did your thing for that chicken wing, and
there you
won
go.
The national championship.
There you go.
UConn's amazing.
I wasn't agreeing with you until you brought that chicken wing into the equation. Now it's indisputable at this point.
Here's my hot take.
Ooh.
Why wasn't Zach Edey MOP?
Ooh, you thought he should have been an MOP?
Why not? He averaged 29.5 points for the entire tournament. It's not how'd you do in the semis and the championship. It's the NCAA tournament. Like, it is how you did in the tournament. 29.5 points, 14.5 rebounds, had 37 in the championship game.
You know, one of my takes, though?
No one was more dominant in the NCAA tournament than Zach Edey. Now, I know it's been since Hakeem Olajuwon, the last losing player in the championship game to win MOP, most outstanding player. But was there anyone truly more outstanding than Zach Edey in the whole scope, more dominant, more impactful than Zach Edey in the whole run?
Yeah, because Tristan Fig Newton, I mean, he was good, but so was Stefan Sandcastle.
Oh, boy. You did it. You brought it back.
Alex Dodge Caravan, he did some good things, you know.
Okay.
It's hard. That's the thing is UConn, they didn't have like a, true like superstar. They kind of did it by committee. I mean, I feel like Klingon is what makes them pop, but it's hard to give Klingon the MOP. I would say one of the things I saw.
Noon's outstanding. But I mean, and Edey kind of faded in the second half, so it's like, what's the last thing you saw, right?
Yes.
So
I love me some Cam Spencer, but I if I'm not mistaken, here, Glenn Rice still holds the record for most points scored.
That's correct.
I will say watching Edey just score a bajillion points every game, and he still was like, I want to say he was 20 or so points short of Glenn Rice, it makes you just go like, wow, Glenn Rice had himself a tourney, boy.
He was 7 points shy of Glenn Rice's record in 1989.
Damn.
Second most points all time in a single tournament.
Glenn was 77.
Glenn, I'll put that on the poll. Let's go. Was Glenn on one? That's a great poll question.
Are you going to just don't include Rice, though? Just Glenn.
Nope.
We won. No context. What do you got? What else do you got?
The Caitlin Clark thing, outstanding. I don't know if the if women's college basketball will be able to recreate what they did this season. It's
incredible,
all because of her.
Incredible.
But
it is fascinating.
Have a new starting point, a new normal of, hey, we brought in some new people. It's like Tiger Effect. Right? Like brought a new audience into the sport. Golf a little more niche than basketball.
Yep.
But women's college basketball could be argued as not niche, but I don't even know if it's off the beaten path. But it's like you watch men's, it doesn't mean you like the women's game. Mm-hmm. Well, now you've been exposed to the women's game, and there's always been great talent. So does that mean that people are more apt to watch it now, or are they waiting to see, okay, who's the next Caitlin Clark?
I don't know.
Is it Juju Watkins? Like, Caitlin did things you didn't see, like logo threes. You're not seeing a bunch of slam dunks, right? You're not seeing alley-oops. That's the one thing that you go, whoa, acrobatic shots, off-balance threes, 40 points a game. I don't know what the future looks like, but they have a new starting point.
I just think the thing that's amazing with Caitlin Clark is they gave her the platform, they gave her the stage, and she delivered, like, every time. Every single opportunity to be on the big stage and in the big game, she fully delivered. It's just, and it was a moment this year. Like, it was amazing. And I don't know, it's been a George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg film from the early 90s.
Yeah.
It was a perfect storm. For me, a little bit too, with like Caitlin Clark, Rise, Mava starting to play basketball.
Yeah.
I got to do 3 women's games on TV and really enjoyed all of them. Like, I mean, women's basketball is like, it's loving it right now.
It pays your bills. And it's parity, like the parity in the league where it's not just one team and a bunch of others where everyone's in the shadows of UConn. That's not it anymore. It's a bunch of really good players. NIL has helped, and they stay 4 years.
Yep.
There's no one and dones. You know, they're better stories. I think the men's game's about the programs, women's game's about the people. And you can actually get to know these people and these superstars throughout the 3 to 4 years. And
so cool.
It's been really good. Been really good. She was awesome. And she is the poster child, poster example of how to handle the spotlight as a young athlete.
Thank you. I was just going to say, like, Okay, yeah, for some people, I think people are being a little unfair with her. Were there some games she talked a little trash or whatever? It's like, okay, what? I mean, please.
They're showing her every move.
They literally, on Fox.
Cameras run everyone's parents and every player during the game.
I'm pretty sure there were a couple of big Fox games where we had the Caitlin cam, where there was literally a camera on her the whole time. But I felt like she handled everything tremendously well. And, yeah, it was so much fun to watch. And doing that, I prefer quarters are so much better, too. Quarters.
Resetting
the fouls. Five. I enjoyed that. And for me, even like a little thing, when I was calling the women's games, and I mean this in a nice way, the games are so much less physical that it's a cleaner game. I'm not saying it doesn't always necessarily result in more points and all those things, but it felt like a cleaner game. I mean, sometimes there's games, boy, that are in the men's game where it's just like it is a full-fledged fist fight.
And a free throw contest.
And a free throw contest.
You don't see that a lot in the women's game.
No. So I enjoyed that, but yeah, no. Big shouts out to Caitlin Clark. I know she's a big fan of the pod, and she's a big fan of Matt and myself. And so, Caitlin, thank you for everything that you've done, okay?
Yeah, like a good neighbor, Schick and Nick are there. That's really what this comes down to here. She is she's great, and we'll see what she does in the WNBA. There's our sports talk for today. You were starting to do a Steve Sippel impression.
Yeah.
Which brings this up. This was sent to us from Drew, who is listening to Sip on a podcast, Husker Online podcast. God. You'll never guess.
Did it again?
You'll never guess what he did.
Thing. This is how we want to use you.
He doesn't shoot a three as good
no,
as Rink,
doesn't.
But he was, I think, Robin, he was 16 of, or 12 of 33. I don't know. He only shot 33.
Yeah, he didn't shoot a lot, but he made a decent amount.
He made 36.7%, I think, was about that.
He shot 55%.
Okay, all right. I think Sip is just, he's either unaware of what we're doing and or he is and he's leaning into it, or he's not, and this is just what he does.
I think that's the most likely, the last thing. I think this is who he is.
Unreal.
This is unreal. For him to not remember for sure the amount he made or the amount that he attempted, but to remember 36.7% is just well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah, he's only a sophomore. I mean, he's a sophomore who made 44 catches. I think for 747 yards.
So good.
Look at the differential. I'm going to go off the top of my head. I think Michigan State's net punt average was 47.7.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And Nebraska's was 28.5 in that range.
Right.
Yep. Right.
I love Michael Severe too. Like, yep, right. Yep. I wrote down all those stats too.
Yep. Yubikaz.
Yeah, I don't know. He was 20 games over. I think he was 61 and 40.
But it was kind of a deal. I mean,
I'd have to, now hold on, fact checkers, which we don't have. I'd love to have a fact checker right now. I pulled that record out of, I don't know where. I think that's what he was, though.
Pulled that record out of Google, my friend. Need a fact checker. Now, I don't know.
Which makes this soundbite so incredulous.
Cartelling,
you should know everything from the press box. That was Bo Pelini asking, "What did you hear? Did you hear our boos? Our crowd booing us?"
Cartelling in the press box.
Cartelling in the press box. Steve Sippel. Oh, so I just love that guy. I just love him.
He is the best. There is no close second.
I need to get Sip out to shoot 360. I'll invite him to the Village Inn across the street, and then hope he wanders over after some pie, and then I'll have him shoot a bunch of threes, and then he'll just arbitrarily remember his exact percentage. Be like, yeah, I don't know. Might have been. I know I attempted. I don't know, 90. I maybe made 40, but I think I was 48.3%. I can't wait for that. I need to get Sippin to shoot 360. And he can play that game with his own stats, you know?
How'd you do on those chest pads? I think I got to be careful here. I think throwing it off the monitor is probably hitting it some sort of a 57.8% clip. I don't know. It's off the top of my head. Oh, hold on. Fact checker.
You just need a fact checker here. Need
it. 360 needs fact checkers. quick time out here from this award-winning podcast to tell you about The Beanery. Go to TheBeaneryCoffee.com. In fact, between April 15th and April 30th, you can nominate your favorite teacher.
Wow.
Favorite teacher nominations. You can do that again between April 15th and April 30th, and there's going to be some great prizes.
Oh, my gosh.
For the best teacher. Again, your neighborhood coffee shop located in Gretna, Papillion, Ashland, and 168th and Giles. They got drive-thrus, and they got great food, and they've got great drinks. It is the place to go. And support those who support us, Nick Baugh. That's the least you can do, is go to the place that serves people and serves people coffee.
I think I'm going to nominate Tony White. He is my favorite teacher of defense. He is the guy that I am going to, in fact, right now I'm going to nominate Tony White. I hope Tony White gets a cup of Beanery coffee sent to his place. And at that point, you number one defense in the country, Schick. I mean, pretty easy to connect those dots. You get some Beanery coffee, you're even better defensively, right?
Yeah, Professor White will get the Teacher of the Year award for teaching the black shirts the defense there at Nebraska. That would be quite the thing. I think other teachers might have something to say about
that. That's true. That's true.
But you know what? Just like every teacher, Tony White is severely underpaid. A reminder, they fresh roast all of their coffee beans right here in Sarpy County, Nebraska, and all their hot drinks can be made iced or frozen, just like the Schick and Nick drink. It's a nice caramel pecan latte, or you can get it hot. Bo, how do you like it?
I don't mind it being a latte, but it's got to be hot.
Sounds good to me. It's the Beanery, Nick Baugh.
Serving people coffee.
Speaking of the Masters, we were talking about this earlier. This was so good from Sean McDonough. Sean McDonough was calling the par 3 contest and was talking about Scottie Scheffler's sister who took a shot on a par 3 for the par 3 contest.
Yep.
Here's Sean McDonough with the talking about her shot came off, you know, wrong and it went into the water. Here's Sean McDonough.
Sister Sarah Scheffler. Little fat, a shot. She is obviously very fit.
The shot was fat. Scottie Scheffler's sister, little fat, the shot. Obviously, she's very fit.
Sister Sarah Scheffler, little fat, a shot. She is obviously very fit.
He's one of the funniest guys in broadcasting.
Oh, that is so good. That is just...
He is, oh, wow. She's obviously very...
There was enough pregnant pauses in between all the... This is Sarah Scheffler. A little fat. The shot. Like there was just enough imagery. Like, wait, what? Hold on. Wait.
Sister Sarah Scheffler. Little fat, a shot. She's obviously very fit.
I should just pause. If you just pause it at the right time,
yeah.
He sounds really mean.
Sister Sarah Scheffler. Little fat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Sean, yikes.
Little fat.
Little.
She could use a little Peloton. Am I right, guys?
Come on, Sean. Class it up a little bit, you know?
Incredible. So good. Thought I'd bring that to the table today.
Hey, did you see who were the speakers at the Nebraska coaches clinic?
Bill Belichick?
Belichick and Mainly Bite Ball.
Oh, Tommy O.
Mainly Bite Ball. I'm here to talk to you guys about Mainly Bite Ball.
Okay. Like, wait, what? I don't know if he's there to talk
to Major League Baseball.
Some guy gets hurt, just one lick on an ankle.
It was just one lick on an ankle.
All right, thank you.
A great way to make sure your guys are focused is on the sidelines, have guys on bicycles that go off of ramps and doing backflips and see if they can stay focused.
Guys on bicycles that go off of ramps and do backflips.
That is just one of the pound for pound as good as it gets. A legend, the Nebraska legend. describing something super exciting in the most monotone, boring way possible. It's perfect.
Guys on bicycles that go off ramps and do backflips.
Yeah, so Matt Rhule pulling into big dogs. Belichick and T.O. That's a coach's clinic right there.
It really is. We also had someone who...
Uh-oh. What happened?
Do you remember... Look, this is... The only reason we're going to mention this is because it had something to do with the show.
Okay.
So it was a really awkward thing on Thursday. OJ passes away.
Okay? Yes.
And that's like one of those, like, just give it a reader. Don't talk about it on TV. Like, just give it the reader. It's done. There's no reason to talk about how great a football player he is. He murdered two people, right? Like, that's
right.
Like, there's no, we don't need to talk about how great of a football player he
was. We don't need to talk about the nuance
of it. Off the field.
Yeah.
His off the field was really, really
very
overshadowed.
Troubled man
his,
off
yeah,
the field.
You think?
Yeah. That's a, I would, yeah. I'd say murder is a little troubled.
Yeah. But do you remember?
You remember?
This is 16 years ago, and on Sportsmanlike Conduct had fun with this too. We used, with Kevin and Michael, we used portions of this as well. When he was on, he did a television interview, live interview with someone on the set, and they took calls.
Oh my God.
We used some of these clips.
Oh boy.
Should have just listened here. This is actual calls.
Steve in New Jersey. Kevin, what's your question for OJ?
Hi, good show, dude. My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
All right, Alex is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Not
Juice?
Good.
Juice, can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
And going through and being yeah. indicted. I was just wondering if you wanted to meet me on the Jersey Shore to do live.
Okay, so there was a lot of stuff happening there in this interview. The Bill Walsh part was one that Kevin and Michael played a lot.
They went nuts with that, yes.
And also the, I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you. That's where I just thought, that's where my mind goes with this stuff. Didn't feel bad for him. You want to...
Oh, come on.
Some uncomfortable
yeah.
moment there on the air.
It's incredible that they decided, like, they'll take calls, and then in segment three, we'll take phone calls. That's a good idea. I mean, I can't believe people took phone calls.
It's so
slice two necks. And he's like, I can't really hear you.
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
Oh, my gosh.
They always played that for Coogler on 16-20. Oh, man. What a...
Oh, boy. Yeah.
This yeah, that's how we talk about serious things and tough things. We
right.
just laugh.
Right.
That's all we can do.
Right. That's all you got to do. Way to take calls.
Take calls.
I saw a lot of Norm MacDonald Weekend Update clips hitting
I sat through 12 minutes of Norm bashing OJ online. There's a YouTube thing
yes.
that just...
It was Norm MacDonald loved O.J. Simpson jokes. He thought they were the best jokes.
It was revealed this week that defense lawyer Johnny Cochran once abused his first wife. In his defense, Cochran said, "Hey, at least I didn't kill her like some people I know."
There was
Norm.
How about this one? I laughed out loud at this one.
In a brilliant move during closing arguments, Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran put on the knit cap prosecutors say O.J. wore the night he committed the murders. Although O.J. may have hurt his case when he suddenly blurted out, "Hey, hey, easy with that. That's my lucky stabbing hat."
That's the best one. That's the one I remember the most.
I
My lucky stabbing hat. How do you write that joke?
I was sitting there just watching that one. It's about to end. I'd already sat through 11 minutes. That's the hardest I laughed.
Yes, it's my lucky stabbing hat. And what the best about the good part about Norm is Norm always liked punchlines that were a little uncomfortable, and then he would sit in them. He was the best at, like, we're just going to sit here for a little bit. We're just going to sit. And the OJ jokes were, like, perfect for that. You know what I mean? It was, like, just perfect for Norm. And he just loved him.
Oh, all right. Let's move on here. Last thing. Drop-off tournament.
Man.
The Final Four is set. And, folks, it's a remarkable comeback. First of all, I said no Nuggets, fellas. You are in the national championship for the Final Four. 53% to 47% over Evan Burroughs. You suck. Congratulations. It was nearly an all Nick Baugh final. And then I think Kent Pavelka's Minions came out. Because I saw someone with Nebraska basketball or some Twitter handle retweet it and say, come on, you got to help Kent. And he got like 200 extra votes. Like, he was down and then got up. Storm That Puppy beats Kicked in the Nuts. You have 51% to 49%, our highest responded to poll.
Pretty good final now.
That's a really good – we got a really good final coming up. I said no Nuggets, fellas, and versus Storm That Puppy.
What's amazing is I said no Nuggets, fellas, was probably uttered exactly around it was late April, I think, was when I first told the story that I told at this event at the Nebraska Greats Foundation with Coach Altman. And it's pretty amazing that it withstood a year. And but Storm That Puppy. The Kent Army in the big matchup, gonna be hard to take down. Dana Altman. Is this Nick Baugh versus Kent Pavelka, or is this Dana Altman versus Kent Pavelka?
It's Creighton versus Nebraska is what it is.
That's the perfect way to put it. It is the I-80 rivalry in the drop-off final. It's what it is.
Let's see what happens. All right, polls here before we go. Was Creighton basketball a total waste of time? 76% said yes.
For the record, I voted no. I voted no.
I know you did. I know you did. Do you have to pass the murder along? 83% said yes.
Well, OJ would agree.
Having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
Did you know the way to figure out where Disney World and Disneyland are? 72% said no. I'm glad we helped people out.
You know what? This pod has provided some tangible information for people.
Agreed. As a grown adult, do you get nauseous in a car wash? 89% said no. You're on an island.
I'm a little nervous about that. Everybody's a little nervous.
Is Doc Sadler an actual doctor? 82% said yes. Good.
We're going to be all right.
We're going to be all right.
Are you good with Troy Dannon yogurt? 78% said yes. You're turning into the Nebraska's version of Chris Berman.
Yes.
You're doing it.
I am doing it. I don't know if this
absolutely.
Wow. Troy Dannon yogurt. So stupid it works.
By the way, Dean sent out a picture. It's a cartoon. A picture of the Grim Reaper knocking on doors. The first door he knocked on was Run to the Bathroom. The next one is Evan Burroughs, You Suck. And the next one is Storm That Puppy. That's the Grim Reaper's playing the role of I Said No Nuggets, fellas. We'll see.
We'll see what happens here.
We said we weren't going to drag it out. We are. It's going to be the championship. It's going to be the next week.
Yep.
So we will do that. So thank you very much.
What's the better T-shirt, if you had to say right now? You're wearing a shirt. It has, I said, no Nuggets fellas on the back, or it says Storm That Puppy on the back. I think Storm That Puppy's maybe a better shirt.
But no Nuggets is more identifiable with the show.
Agree. Agree with that.
So either one could be a good shirt. We'll see if the Kent Army comes through.
I think they will.
Creighton versus Nebraska. Tyler McKinney, what would you think about a Nebraska win?
I'm not happy about that. Chicken Nick. Yeah. Chicken Nick. Yeah. Chicken Nick Show. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Sister Sarah Scheffler. Little fat.
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
Oh, no.
A Huda Media production.